There is a creational energy in this world we use to make important choices, to manifest greater, to do good, and to buy stuff. That's right, I'm talking dollars, cash, green, money. Is your bank account in a melodious momentum, or is that cash fund not for fun at all? This is Money Momentum Radio with your host, Karen Baines. And this show will absolutely reshape your relationship with money and teach you how to draw it to you, doing things you love and living the life that makes you shout, "I love money!" With real-world tips on how to take your personal wealth from maybe enough to a vast reservoir with the power to bring you more of anything you want. What is money momentum? It's the best life you've ever lived. It's the life you've dreamed of. It's Money Momentum Radio with Karen Baines, starting right now.
Way to go with that intro, Mr. Benny.
Thank you very much, Pat. Thank
Booyah.
You.
Booyah.
That's how we do it.
Yay. That is how we roll.
That was so
Let
cool. I don't
roll.
Know if I can follow it.
I know. That's like our Benny. Happy 11-11, everybody. Benny. Happy 11-11. 11-11, all right?
Yeah, happy 11-11, everyone. What a great day. My favorite number as well.
It is my favorite number. It's my birth. It's my birth number.
Mine too.
My birth number. It's 11.
Yeah, wow.
Were you born on the 11th day?
I was born on the 11th of February, on the 11th of the second month.
And
so it's really cool because 1 and 1 is 2 as well. So you've got the ones in there as well. So it's really cool.
Okay, so then what's me? I'm 12-11.
Like
next month.
I've got them.
My birthday is 1 month from today.
Oh, wow. I bet we won't be on the call, right?
I don't know.
We'll miss it.
I know we'll miss it. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, I got to tell you something. This is important today. Look, this is a fascinating place to be at right now. And, you know, one of the things I love when I think about today and what Karen Baines is going to talk about here, she is by far, you know, one of the most renowned experts when it comes to talking about money and money momentum. You know, what we're talking about here is a conscious creation coach, which is not afraid to talk manifesting greater, to do good in the world, you know, and then also to buy stuff. And so this is for all of you out there that are saying, no, go simpler. You know, to quote somebody I listen to regularly every day, J.O., the bottom line is you've got to have the energy of money with you so you can give the energy of money away. You cannot give away what you don't have. And if you want to do good things in the world, then one of the things we need is that form of exchange. For the moment, we haven't all gone to cryptocurrency, but for the moment, where we are is we're still exchanging dollar, lira, whatever it is we're exchanging. This is what we're doing. Today, we're going to be talking about understanding the energetics of money. This is what it is, the energetics of money. Karen, look, in your work that you do, and you coach people all over the world, I got to ask you this before we start talking about money and responsibility and money versus power, money, power, money. When you think about this day, which is supposed to be one of the more enlightening, awakening, abundant possibility day there is, coupled with tomorrow's full moon, what do we say to those of us that have walked the path of fear? What do we say to those that have walked the path of limitation? What do we say to folks to help them understand that there's a rising up that's happening and they can be part of it?
Wow, that is a fabulous question. Fear isn't something that you can uncreate from your life, right? Fear is a natural human response to the unknown very often. And if we're in that place of contraction, if you like, around money, if we're in that place of the unknown and we're worried about where the money's going to come from to pay the next bill, then it's obviously going to be very, very scary. I think we've all been there. I know I've been there. Pat and I, we talked about this just literally a week, 10 days ago, right? Yeah, where we were sharing our experiences of growing up. And it is a very, very scary place.
Yeah.
And what I want to say right now about it, and anybody that's actually in fear right now, I want to say that you don't have to stay there. That's the most important thing. If you are in that place of contraction right now around money, there are new choices and new things that you can literally do when you finish listening to me today, that you can literally do right now, that are going to create brand new consequences that are going to start moving you forward out of that fear and towards the next steps of abundance that are available for you. And 1111, as we've already said, is like a really, really powerful number. And for me, it is actually the 11th of every month is what I call my money day. It's I do have a couple. I have 22 as well. But 11 is the day every month when I deal with all my money stuff. Like if I've got, I don't know, commissions to pay people because they've referred clients to me, or bills that only come in every now and again that I don't have like schedules set up to pay, I do those on that day. I deal with my invoices ready for my accountant and my bookkeeper on that day. Money stuff is very important to make sure that you deal with that. In fact, it's one of the first steps that you can actually take is to start looking at your money and not ignoring your money and getting on top of it that way, not letting it boss you about. You know, money's just energy. Don't give it all that power to boss you about. In order for you to take control of your money, you need to take responsibility, and that's when you step into your power.
Yeah.
And that's what one of the things I want to talk about today.
Well, and part of this is, you know, we're coming out of the gate here. You know, the first thing we're talking about is the difference between responsibility money and power money. And, you know, when we say that responsibility money versus power money, I can only imagine what's going on in people's minds. But you have a very specific meaning to each of those terms, don't you?
I absolutely do. And I hope that it will maybe release a bit of the anxiety and maybe the fear for people that are actually thinking about money in that way as they're listening to us today, Pat, because the responsibility part of money is so important. I can't emphasize it enough, really. Money resonates to two key energies. So before you actually spend your money, and when you spend your money, you align it to a new energy. But in and of itself, it resonates to the two energies of responsibility and power. I'm going to talk about power a little bit more in a minute, but the responsibility part is important. And the responsibility part is this idea that if you've got bills to pay and you don't have any money, everything can really feel like obligation, right? Everything can feel like obligation. I get it. I think everyone's been there. But the thing about responsibility is when it comes to paying your, you know, I don't know, your rent, your mortgage, your utility bills, heat, light, water, food, all of those things are a responsibility that you have. And the reason that is because you are here to live a human experience and deliver your gifts in an aligned way, so that you resonate to abundance, so that you basically get paid to do your gifts, right?
Yeah.
And in order to be able to do that, we have to be fit and healthy. We have shown up in this physical world with a physical body. And if we are sick, or if we're not operating at a high level physically, we can't deliver our gifts in an optimal way. And a human body needs shelter. It needs heat, it needs light, it needs food, it needs water. And all of those things contribute to our physical health. And we have a responsibility in this lifetime to take care of our physical bodies. And all of those things that I've mentioned need to be paid for. There are very few of us in this world that are living the kind of lifestyle where we are completely self-sufficient. You know, most of us live in a home that's built that we need to pay for. We need to light it. We need to heat it. We don't necessarily grow all of our food. Maybe we grow some of it if we enjoy a bit of gardening like I do. But generally speaking, we're going to be shooting down the supermarket once or twice a week. And these things need to be paid for. And when money's tight, everything feels like an obligation. Everything.
Yeah.
But the point is, you have a responsibility to take care of your physical body. So money resonates to responsibility first, because it's only when you're in physical health that you're in a situation where you can actually show up and deliver your gifts to the world so that you can get paid. So that's the responsibility part. And actually, that's kind of, if you imagine like a spectrum, it's almost like the obligation, when you're in that kind of contraction and obligation place, when you're paying for stuff,
yeah,
and you feel like you can't afford it.
Yep.
I mean, my mum's mantra, literally, when I was growing up, my mum's mantra, I swear, if she didn't say we can't afford it or I can't afford it five times a day, then I must have been in the wrong house, seriously. And she still says it now. If I spend time with her, she still says those words now. And I get it. We've all been there. But the point is, if we can get our heads around this idea that this stuff that we need to pay for that keeps our physical bodies in tip-top condition is a responsibility we have, and money resonates to that, it kind of can take us out of that contraction obligatory energy for just a little while. And maybe we're more able to get back to zero, kind of get back to that neutral space where we can even pay those bills with gratitude,
yeah,
for the fact that we're going to be receiving those things in our lives and taking care of our bodies at the same time.
You know, I think one of the things you've just said, let's take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this idea of money representing value, because when mm-hmm. we think about money representing value, if we think about that, something should go on, like a little switch should go on that says, oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that value. Thank you for that. Thank you. You know, I listened to somebody whose mantra is, I will lend and not borrow. And the idea of I will lend and not borrow is a powerful statement in itself. I will lend and not borrow. When we talk about our future, about that, you know, there is an energy of that. When we come back, we're going to take a look at that exchange energy of value. And especially those of you that are listening to the show and you are entrepreneurial, one of the hardest things for an entrepreneur to do, at least from what I can tell, you know, in the era in women, is to literally identify value of ourselves, invest in ourselves, and literally ask for that thing which we are a value of our worth. Let's take a short break and we come back. More with Karen Bates. We're taking your questions here as well. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
There was a Joe leaning on the back door, a couple Jills that had their eyes on a couple bills, and the eyes were stating they was waiting to get their hands.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
They was waiting to get their hands on some easy money. They flip a dime. One says, well, I'll take heads this time. One step up, one step back, one loosen her shoulder strap. She couldn't speak.
That's what we're talking about, Benny.
Easy money.
Thank you, B. Easy money. Show me the easy money. Yeah. I will lend and not borrow. I love that phrase. Thank you, Joel. Lend and not borrow. I could go on with a whole bunch of things around that, but I won't because guess who's in the house? Karen Baines is in the house. For more information about Karen, I want to make sure you have Karen's information because not only does she work with folks on understanding the value of money, but your own personal value. You know, what is it from you coming from the inside out that maybe you're undervaluing? Maybe there's a part of your life that needs to literally be released into the world. Whatever that is, you know, that's what Karen does. It's about getting to a level of awareness so that you take action and move forward around money, business, finances, and the bottom line, success. And success in every part of your life. That's what she does. Karen, before we take this next part on, what is the best website? What's the best way for people to find out about you?
Yep, you can find my website at www.soulwhispers.uk, all lowercase. You can find me on Facebook. I've got my Facebook business page. You can find me there, and they're probably the best places to find me.
I love it. Here's the thing that we're going to talk about now, right? You know, mm-hmm. when we start to think about value, there is an assignment of value. But here's the trick question. And this was what yesterday was about. when the responsibility side of money starts to take its toll, my belief is, and my experience of it is the quickest thing to suffocate a dream, a vision. And what I mean by, I don't mean pay your bills, of course. I'm talking about when you're in a constant state, you know, kind of like what you said about your mom, right? Well, we can't afford it. We can't afford it, right? I grew up with kind of the same. I didn't hear that. And that's really helpful for me because I grew up with the mom. Yep, we can pretty much get it. Only problem was got caught shoplifting on my birthday. That's a problem. That could be a problem.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, the woundedness from on the 11th birthday, the woundedness from mama and her neighbor getting caught shoplifting at two guys in New York. That is not the way you want to spend that day. But you know, it didn't have a negative, experience on me, because my mom's optimism overshadowed that event. And by the way, Karen, we never went back to revisit that event. You know what? It didn't become a holiday conversation. It wasn't anything that came up. You know, my mom was very clear about that. But I want to ask you about this. As we move forward, how does our day-to-day obligation self get in the way of understanding how money truly represents value?
Okay. So the thing to remember is that when we're in obligation, we are literally devaluing our experience. You mentioned the word experience there when you talked about that experience you had on your birthday. And we are actually here for a full human experience. We are here to enjoy the heck out of every single minute of every single day that we spend on planet Earth, right? That is what we are designed to do. It's what we're designed to create. And unfortunately, when we're in obligation and when we're doing, more importantly, when we're doing obligation, so when we're doing a bunch of stuff we don't want to do, whatever that looks like, whether it's in a job.
Yeah, like taxes.
Sucks the life out of you.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with that stuff on a day-to-day basis, what you're actually doing is just creating more of it. Because when you make a choice that has that energy, that feeling, if you like, of obligation underneath it, you're saying to the universe energetically, I want this obligation in my life. Give me more of it. We talked about this quite a lot in the first show, so I don't want to go over it again too much, but obligation begets obligation. So it's something that once you have an, most people don't have an awareness of this. So awareness is the first thing. But when you get an awareness of how powerful your choices are, and the energy underneath those choices. And those choices, when I'm talking about choices, I'm talking about doings, the things that you are doing. When you are doing any kind of obligation, you are saying energetically, I want to be in this vibrational energy. I want more of it. And you're creating more of it. So when you've got an awareness that that's what's happening, I hope that it will make it easier for you to spend more time doing the energy of love, joy, freedom, whatever it is that turns you on. Because the more time you can spend doing stuff, and even if that's like, and that stuff doesn't have to cost money, right? You can just be, you can just go for a walk in a park with the dogs. You can just go for a swim in the ocean. Like, you can go window shopping. You can go and hang out with your best buddy down at a coffee shop and spend, I don't know, a couple of bucks on a coffee. This is the stuff that fulfills us. And the problem is the obligatory energy. Obviously, once we're doing it, we're creating more of it because that's how the universe works. And then we're spending less time doing the stuff that really lights us up, that is fulfilling for our experience. And we're here to have a fulfilling, a 100% fulfilling experience. And when we do that, then what we're saying is, I want more of that energy. And the universe must then deliver more opportunities for that. So the very first kind of stepping stone, when you're in that place of kind of overwhelm of obligation and overwhelm of that responsibility stuff, is going to be having an awareness that that is actually a choice. And there are ways that you can leverage the universal laws so that they're really working in your favor, and that you can create more abundance, more joy, more love, more expansion, more freedom by making choices out, maybe outside of your money even. And that will then create more opportunities to choose more of those energies in your finances as well, because everything is energy, and because everything is connected. When you make a choice that is outside of the area, if you like, of money, the universe doesn't recognize it as anything different, and it will still bring you more of that energy, which mm-hmm. will honestly manifest in your bank account and in your finances as well.
Yeah. I think there is an energy around this, and I want to talk about this when we come back, and we might skip the next break. And it's the energy of lack. And what the energy of lack is, it's the opposite of possibilities. You know, it's this place that you reside as you think about for yourself, you know, and we don't say I can't afford dot, 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 meaning to buy something, but we still use that energy in our lives. For example, I can't afford to take the time to have coffee. I can't afford to get on a plane to visit somebody. I mean, the list is long, even though we don't say it, Karen. You know what I mean? It's an energy that exists. And when we come back, I want to talk about, how do you reverse the energy? How do you take the value of your possibility and your vision? And this is an important conversation, everybody, because here's the deal. 2020 is about clarity. It is a powerful, powerful year for all of the footwork that you've done, all the footwork you're doing. Today on 11/11, today is the day of wishes. Today is the day where you pop your cork and you literally excel beyond the I can't afford it energy, whether it's time, money, resources, you name it. Leaving work early today to go to the football game. Uh-oh, did I say that, Benny? Oh, my God, I'm already anxious about that football game. Whatever it is, when we come back, we want to help you get rid of the negative sludge that comes with the energy of money that you think you don't have and will never have, because we're stepping in to the money momentum. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Everybody, hit that, Benny. Come on, Benny.
It's going.
All right.
That's right. Money for nothing.
Money for nothing. Money for nothing. And you know, I love that idea. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Money Momentum with Karen Baines. And I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this fabulous show with Karen. As I said before, this is Karen's passion and purpose. And what it's about is being able to escape, and I say this seriously, escape the bondage of lack thinking, of lack energy, of lack possibilities. And basically what that means is I was born with nothing, I'm going to leave with nothing, I have nothing. That is how many times, raise your hand if you heard that, Benny. Raise your hand, hallelujah to that one. Born with nothing, got to leave. Who said that? Right? And come on, who said you're born with nothing? We are born with the most magnificent system called our bodies, our consciousness, and our energy. I never understood that, Karen. I never understood when people say you're born with nothing. You got to be serious about this, right? You know, we are born with a phenomenon that is called possibilities. That's what we are born with. Karen, let's talk about this here because we want to talk about the lack. Lack. How does lack show up? Lack shows up when we can't see a possibility to freedom. When we just...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about this. And I'm not talking about like... I'm talking about money today, right? That's what we're talking about. But it shows up everywhere, doesn't it? Tell us about the lack. Get back. Lack. You got to get back.
The lack is going to keep you stuck. The mindset of lack is going to keep you stuck for sure. Because what you're saying is when you are coming at life from a place of lack, you're choosing a less than experience, what I call a less than experience. If you are here to experience a fabulous life and create a fabulous life that is full of abundance, When you're in lack, you are choosing a less than experience. Okay, and I mean, we played Money for Nothing in the break.
Yeah.
Yep. And you came back on and you said something about how you wish that were true or whatever, and it absolutely is. Like, money is just a happy byproduct of alignment. Literally. And I understand that if you've got no money in the bank, you're going to be thinking, I'm talking out of various orifices, but I'm really not. It's absolutely true. Is absolutely true. Money is a happy byproduct of alignment. And alignment is just you valuing you. Think about it. Money is how we assign value in the human world. Like, human beings created money. There was a time back in, like, hundreds of years ago, probably not that long ago in the grand scheme of things, but hundreds of years ago, where there was no such thing as money, like coin and paper.
That's right.
You know, we live in a digital world now as well, so some of us don't even use that stuff. But back in the day, we're talking about bartering. If you wanted somebody to, like, buy your vegetables, then they want to exchange your vegetables with, I don't know, a goat or something. Like, you would exchange goods. And the thing about that was, the reason why we actually created money was because with money, we are able to step into our gifts. Okay? If we didn't have such a thing as money, if money still didn't exist, we would still be existing as human beings using a barter system where we'd literally be buying our, like, building our own homes, we'd be sewing our own clothes, growing our own food. You know, it'd be ridiculous. We wouldn't have time to do our gifts. Pat wouldn't have time to come on the show and chat with me because she'd be out, like, you know, cutting the corn and sewing her clothes and tanning the leather. You know, but she doesn't have to do that because money exists, which means that she can step into our gifts. But when we buy things that we want in our lives, that we value, we pay money for them. Therefore, money represents value. It's how we assign value. We pay for things and experiences that we want in our lives that we value. Okay, and likewise, if you've got your own business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you are in a business where people pay you for something, whether it's a physical product or a service, you are expecting those people to pay because you are adding value to their lives. And that exchange happens with money. But actually, one of the most important ways to make sure that you are aligned to money is to value yourself. Because remember, we create through that process of choices and consequences. And if we go back to lack, if we are choosing a lack experience, if we are saying, I am not worthy, or I don't deserve, or I cannot have, and you're in that space and you are operating, you are doing from that space as well. So you're not allowing money to circulate. You're not giving of money. You're not allowing money to leave your purse or your bank because you're so terrified. You're never, ever going to see it again if it goes. You're actually creating an experience for yourself that is completely misaligned, that is devaluing you, devaluing yourself, devaluing your experience. And when you make a choice like that, you create what? You create more of a devalued experience.
Exactly.
When you say, I don't value me, you will not be valued.
Yeah.
And money is a happy byproduct of alignment. It represents value. And if we don't value ourselves, we will not be valued and there will be no money, because that's the law. The universe can only react to what you are doing. And we talked about in the break how for just a couple of bucks, the lovely Dr. Pat can spend 6 hours playing ping pong, which she absolutely loves. It is her happy place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That couple of bucks and those 6 hours, though. So you mentioned time. Time is one of the commodities that we have at our disposal. Every single day, we are assigned another 24 hours that we can do exactly what we choose to. Many people won't believe me. Many people say, well, yeah, but I got to go to my job and I got to do this and I got to do that. But there are hours outside of that that you can leverage by, for example, going and doing something that you truly love to do. And when you do that, you are assigning value to that time. You are saying, I value this time that I have to go and feel that energy pouring through me, that happy, joyful, expanded freedom space that I get when I do that. You're assigning value with money. Just that couple of bucks that you're spending that on that same energy. And the universe will say yes. The universe will say, Pat loves yeah. that energy so much. Let's give her more opportunities to choose that happy energy, to choose that. So that's how money will then manifest itself, because the universe reacts and knows that when you've got money, you spend it on stuff and time and whatever that you really, really love. And that's how you can leverage outside of your obligatory time, the time that you feel that you have to do stuff that you don't really want to do. You make sure that you are valuing the time that you do have that is completely 100% yours.
And I think that this really kind of, for us, it leads to, you know, how do we begin the process? Because, you know, one of the things that we look at are how do we make the adjustment to set the intention to decide how to go from lack, right, to how to go from that energy. And one of the things I know that you mentioned it right at the top of the hour, Karen, is you mentioned the fact that if we walk around with our heads sort of in the sand and we're not looking at our bank accounts or what's in front of us to pay, that in itself is a real issue. So what do we do, and what do you help people do, shall I say, to help people take those steps to move forward?
Okay, so one of the very first things, and you mentioned it just there, people have got to stop ignoring their money stuff. I get it. When we're feeling in lack, when we're feeling in obligation, when we're in that fear, it can be really scary to even look at a bank account. You know, I get that. It can be scary for people to open their, you know, their credit card bills at the end of the month. It can be scary to even write a shopping list of what they need to buy. You know, it can be really scary, and I get that. But anywhere you're actually ignoring that stuff, you're avoiding it. You're still choosing it. You're still choosing fear. When you're avoiding something because you're afraid, you are still choosing fear. When you're ignoring money, energetically, what you're saying and what the universe will react to with yes is, I don't want money around. If you don't want to look at your money, if you don't want to deal with your money, the universe will react perfectly to that with, well, okay, you don't want to deal with your money. There won't be any money for you to deal with, because that is what you're asking for. So that's the very first thing, the very first port of call. Anywhere you know you're not dealing with your money, you must stop You must take responsibility, because money energetically resonates to responsibility. That's the first thing. And that in and of itself is very, very powerful, and the universe will react directly off of that. And suddenly you may realize that actually you'd kind of made things up in your head. You turned it into a monster that actually it wasn't even to begin with. You've made it worse by not dealing with it, when actually you look at it and it's not as bad as you thought. You wouldn't believe the amount of people I talk to and that happens. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, you've got to daydream a little bit. You've really got to get in touch with your vision and your dream. But the best thing that you can do to actually create what I call vibrational shift around money straight away is to stay within like a 3-month time frame. So somewhere that's not so far away that you can't energetically engage with it at all. You can't even imagine it. Somewhere that's not too close, that you don't buy into the idea that you haven't got time to make anything happen at all. Okay, 3 months is a really powerful time frame to work with. So just take yourself 3 months out on a time frame and just check in. Where do I want to be? What's realistic for me, but a stretch closer to my dream, better than what I've got now? You know, it doesn't have to be the ultimate vision. Maybe you've got an ultimate vision, but how much closer could you be to that in 3 months if you just took a few small steps? So figure out your intention. How much money do you want to have? And within that time frame, have it stretch you a little bit, but be realistic. But then you've got to be really clear about what that money is going to create. Why? Because money is creational energy. Money is creational energy that is manifested at a physical level. We buy things and experiences with money, experiences that we can put our physical body into, or things, material things that we can bring into our physical life. Money is creational energy because we create through a process of choice and consequence. When you've got money, you've got choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So that's what it is.
I mean, and it the expression, I will lend and not borrow, is that that's what the essence, the energy of that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an energy of that where that means when you're in a position, right, to help other people, you can and you do. Whether that is by literally giving money or creating something that will help people. You know, whatever that looks like, that really is what we're talking about here. The thing that I love is, and I want to stay with this for a minute, Karen, because I think it's important. We are so afraid to daydream. We do not allow ourselves to daydream. We just are, you know, resort to, or default is the word, to a level of practicality. And there is something very practical about money, especially the responsibility side of it. But if we don't allow for practicality and possibility, then we go from practical to practical to practical and not possible. Let me give you an example real quick. We were told over and over and over and over and over again for the last 18 months that we would never find the space we needed to build our studio. The rents in this area were so high, we'd never be able to find a place that has the kind of internet we need. And even if we did, the people where we were staying said, you know, this is going to be the best that you can get because the rent, there's a whole story. I mean, you get where I'm going? And we kept looking, and we had one scenario after another where the door opened, but it just wasn't right. And Shelley and I went to look at some space in Montlake Terrace several months ago. And we went to the space and we couldn't make it work. We couldn't get it to work. And I turned to the gentleman that was the broker for it, And I said, man, it would be great if you really had some cool space with windows and really good fiber, because we need good internet. And he said, hey, well, I'm going over to my other building. I'm going over to my other building. Why don't you guys come along? And I thought, yeah, why don't we go follow him and come along? That thought, that idea, it really would be great if you had other space with good fiber and windows. And if you saw the space he showed us and what we have moved into now, 2.5 times the space. Every room has windows. We have our own suite down the end of a hall. And the fiber in the building is so dedicated because the emergency vehicles get tuned up there and they're plugged into the medical system. And the rent is half of what our rent was. Just from holding that thought and not settling and compromising. And I think that one of the shows we might want to do is on settling and compromise. Without saying in that space, Karen, you talked about the power of daydreaming. Maybe that is the show we should do, because I think it's almost a lost art. What do you think?
I think you're totally right. I think when you're living an experience of lack and obligation, as so many people sadly are, it's almost as terrifying to daydream and get in touch with the true potential of what you really want. And I understand why, because then you've got the gremlins that creep in that tell you, well, you can't have that. So why would you want to set yourself up to be hurt that way? It hurts if you want something and you can't have it. So why even look at it? Why even imagine it? Why even daydream it? And the why is very powerful. The why is because when you do, what you're basically doing is you are creating a choice trajectory, an energetic choice trajectory for the universe to react from. And it's a bit like you could see it as a problem and the universe is getting busy looking for the solution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you've got a problem and you're open to the opportunity and you're open to the answer, if you've got a true soul desire, to be honest, it's not our business how we do it, how it's created. We just need to engage with it. We don't even need to believe that it's possible. We just need to ask the question. Just literally ask the question.
Just like I did. Just like I did exactly. To him. I said, hey,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you got another place? And I was like, do you have another place that's really like this, this large, that has windows all around it and super fiber? And he's like, yeah, I do. And I'm going over there now.
That's a story that I've heard in different ways over and over again and experienced myself. And what we do is when we daydream that way, so if we go back to our intention setting process that I was talking about, that 3-month process, if you imagine how much money you want by then and imagine what you're going to spend that money on. So maybe you're going to go and buy yourself, a new outfit, or take yourself away for a weekend, or go out on a date night with your other half, or I mean, anything like that, not paying down debt. Like for this particular process, we're not going to get caught up in that rabbit hole.
Right.
This
right.
is all about expanding into what you truly want, what you truly want to experience,
yes.
and how that feels. Because when you know how that feels, that's the biggest clue in how you're going to make it happen.
I got it. I'm going to end with this. Here it is. You just took me on a little vision. We are planning our crowdfunding. And so for the first time, I got really clear on what our target is. 5,300,700. 537. And that's within a 3-month period. I got it. I don't know where that number came from,
mm-hmm.
but you heard it here. Thank you, Karen. Karen Baines, everybody. Well, I'm telling you, folks, website real quick, Karen, and thank you for today.
The website's www.soulwhispers.uk. Come on over and have a look around and see what you think. And you can even chat with me there. Take care, lovelies. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
We have a
Bye.
Short break, everyone. When we're coming back, 11:11. Yeah, we got it going on. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Money Momentum with Karen Baines. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Your money is your choice. Choose to honor your gifts and watch as the universe rewards you. Money is a human creative energy, and we can use it for anything at all. Are you choosing your dreams or someone else's? The only way to open that flow and unleash your momentum is by using your gifts to do what you love. Be sure to listen next week for more ways to choose the energy you want to attract and how to make that money into more money for you to have a rocking good time. For more information about Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhisperers.uk.